If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
Say, do you recognize that voice? Well, stand by your radio and phone during the next 15 minutes because I may be calling you. And if you can identify this famous mystery voice, you'll win over $700 in cash and prizes on the Second Chance program. Hello there, this is your host, Johnny Olson, welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you stories of real people who have won happiness by taking a second chance. And now let's get started with our first phone call to a lucky listener at home who has sent in a card since Monday with his or her name and phone number on it. And let's see who we have on the line this morning. Hello, who is this, please? Mrs. Hoffer, what's your first name? Jane Hoffer, and where are you speaking from, Mrs. Hoffer? Baltimore, Maryland. Well, how nice to talk with you. Now, I don't know if you've heard our clues, Mrs. Hoffer, in our new contest as yet. All right. Now, you listen real carefully now. I'll play some of them and then give me your guess.
Although I have no PhD, an MA I have. That's the key. Perhaps you've seen me on a cover and wish that I could be your lover.
That was a good one, Mrs. Hoffer. All right now, Mrs. Hoffer, down there in Baltimore, Maryland, who do you think our mystery voice is for the $700 in cash and prizes? Could you speak a little bit louder? Could it be George Sanders? Gosh, I'm sorry, it's not George Sanders, Mrs. Hoffer. But you know what? I'm going to send you a prize anyhow. A wonderful portable radio complete with a year's supply of ever-ready batteries, the batteries with the nine lives. Goodbye. Thanks for sending in that card, too. And, well, that means we'll be trying again later on in the show with another telephone call to a listener whose card has been drawn. So sit tight near that phone because I could be calling you. And for more good listening, I'll have a studio guest with a fascinating second chance story to tell just 60 seconds from now. Well, now that our brand new Mystery Voice contest is underway, I just want to remind you all at home that a new contest means a new entry from you. Any postcards that you might have sent in during the last contest in which Fanny Hurst was our mystery guest are no longer valid. To be eligible for a phone call from me now, you must send in a postcard with your name and telephone number on it, postmarked any time after January 10th. And your postcard should be sent to our new address, too. So get a pencil and take down the address. I'll wait a couple of seconds for you to find the pencil. All right, you got it? Oh, you didn't have time enough. Well, get it. Now, here's our address, folks, seriously. Send in your card to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York. That's the address, and be sure to include your phone number as well as your name and address on the postcard. Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, and now our guest on Second Chance. Yesterday, right after our Second Chance program, a woman came up to me and said, "Johnny, I just don't seem to have anyone else to turn to. Do you think that the folks in your audience could suggest how I could go about taking my second chance?" Well, after listening to her story, I suggested that she return today and tell you folks exactly what she told me. She's Mrs. May Walters of New York City, and Mrs. Walters, welcome to Second Chance.
Thank you, Johnny.
Now, what exactly is this problem that you face, May?
I am a mother of a 16-year-old unwedded girl who has just delivered a baby. I don't know what to do with my daughter and the child.
Well, now, is there any possibility of her marrying the father of the child?
At present, Johnny, it's impossible. The boy is 16 years old, and he has no funds of his own, and his father doesn't want him to marry my child. So, at present, it's out. Marriage is out for them.
Marriage is out of the picture at present. Well, now, May, you told me that some of the responsibility for all of this lies with you. The fact that you weren't home during the day and seldom got to see your daughter.
Yes, Johnny, after my divorce from my husband, I've had to work to support my child and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the long hours away from home, the kids used to play in the street all hours. And I would have to go in the street all hours to look for her. And when my scolding or nothing seemed to do anything for her. She paid no attention to nothing.
Well, now, May, did you seek any outside advice on how to control your daughter?
Yes, I did, Johnny. I have tried everything. I have gone to the children's court. Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. And I also took her to the psychiatry in Bellevue Hospital. And they told me that there was nothing wrong with my child, that she was only a runaway.
A runaway child?
That's all.
I see. And did you finally put her into a private school?
I took her and put her in a private school, and I thought that probably the nuns would be able to help her, and she'd be under supervision. And I found out later that it was too late when I got her into school. She was already ready to have this child.
Well, now, where is your daughter at the present time, Mrs. Walters?
At present, I have her in a private home for unwedded mothers. And I have to pay $20 a week to this home. The expense is so great on to me, I really don't know what to do. In a few weeks, the child and the baby will have to be leaving there. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know what I'm going to do about my daughter or the baby.
I don't suppose you make enough money to keep
them. I don't make enough money to keep the baby anyway.
Well, now, do you think that this experience has had a sobering effect upon your daughter?
Well, my child says to me that she has learned her lesson and mm-hmm. she won't do it anymore. But I know she still writes the boy and she still will be seeing him when she comes out. And if I bring her back into the same environment, she will see this boy again and the same conditions will prevail.
Is your daughter planning to keep her child?
Yes, they have advised her to keep her baby.
Have you any ideas on how to give your daughter a second chance, May?
Well, I have thought of everything. I have gone to everyone for advice. I really don't know. None of my plans seems like they'll work.
Seem like you're at the end
of it. So I'm at the end of a road, and I'm here today to see if someone will give me some advice on what to do.
Well, now, May, we appreciate the confidence that you have for the folks in our audience, and I sincerely know that they will do their best in offering you suggestions on how to give your daughter and yourself a second chance. And we'll be back to Second Chance in just a minute.
The Young Women's Christian Association has sought to bring help and guidance to the peoples of 65 countries around the world. Here now is a well-deserved tribute to the YWCA, this year celebrating its 100th anniversary.
This is Peggy Wood. In my role of Mama in the television show by that name, I'm supposed to deal with and solve many a family crisis. This, of course, is make-believe. But there is a very real organization which has been helping women with their problems, both big and small, for 100 years. This organization is the Young Women's Christian Association, founded in England in 1855. Millions of young women all over the world, through its aid and understanding of their problems, have been helped mentally, physically, and spiritually. In this, their centennial year, I am proud to salute the YWCA.
Let's return now to Second Chance. All right, I'm now taking our NBC microphone into our studio audience to see what suggestions you folks might have for Mrs. May Walters, how she should go about giving her 15-year-old daughter a second chance. May I ask what comments you might have to make?
I think the boy doesn't understand his responsibility, and he's not, and the right people aren't talking to him. If the only one that sees him is his father, then he tells him what to do. I think that the Lord should send someone to speak to this boy.
Well, I think she mentioned that he is 16 years of age and in school as yet.
Well, then he can withdraw from school if he's that type of person. After all, he has responsibilities. He should be taken from school and go to work and have his responsibility known to him.
All right, thank you very, very much. By the way, I have asked a lady from the Family Service Association of America to attend our broadcast today, and she has some helpful suggestions to offer, I'm sure. This is Miss Alice Adler. Miss Adler?
Yes. Well, I think first, Mrs. Walters, that the family service agencies would be the most helpful to you. They understand problems of this sort. They spend a great many years studying how to work with people such as you. There are 260 such agencies around the United States in 230 cities. And here in New York City, it's the Community Service Society as the non-sectarian agency. There's also the Jewish Family Service Society. But I'm sure that the Community Service Society would be able to help you.
In what way could they help her, Alice?
In helping Mrs. Walters to understand better the problems that are facing her daughter, and I would think, too, that her daughter would want to have some interviews with them also to really straighten out for herself what her responsibilities are. Now, that will be around, thinking through what the problem is. But in the meantime, I know that you're faced with the practical problem of finances. And the Aid to Dependent Children program, which you may not know about, which is under the Department of Welfare here in New York City, would be the best resource for your daughter. Now, that program was set up so that young people, like your daughter, who has a child and isn't able to work, will not have to release her child for adoption. This does give her an opportunity to keep her child and raise the child. Now, I would like to ask you a question, Mrs. Walters. What are your hours of work?
Well, I work 8 hours, but I have so far to go. It takes me an hour and a half to go to my job and an hour and a half returning time.
Quite a span.
And so I'm not home until 7 o'clock at night. And you see, she's off at home from school at 3 o'clock, and she has from then until 7 to do what she wants, and usually I have to look for her until...
Alice, excuse me, our time is running short. I wonder if you would care to speak with Mrs. Walters after the broadcast and give her all of this wonderful information you've so consented to do. Thank you very much. Thank all of you for your suggestions given, Mrs. Walters. I sincerely hope that in some way the comments from our audience and certainly from Alice Adler will be a great help to you in solving your problem. And for sharing your story with us today, we'd like to present you with a $50 United States savings bond, and thank you for being with us. And now it's time to make our second phone call in our new Mystery Voice contest. Let's find out who's waiting on the line, ready to try for our jackpot. But first, I want to tell you what's in the jackpot today. There's a trip to New York City via American Airlines, luxurious DC-7s, and 7 whole days here in New York as the guest of the beautiful Henry Hudson Hotel, plus a $100 bank account from the makers of Beacon Wax. Floor tests prove that Beacon Wax gives the hardest and brightest gloss you've ever seen. For your kitchen, a beautiful RCA Deluxe gas range with a built-in griddle, electric clock alarm, oven light and window. This wonderful range, a product of RCA, famous for TV, and today we're adding a brand new prize, an adorable Cocker Spaniel puppy, a pedigreed Cocker Spaniel from the makers of Vets Dog Food, the balanced diet and economy buy, and pets prefer Vets. And hello, who is this on the phone, please? This is Mrs. Hedwig Meyer. And where are you from, Mrs. Meyer? Oh, Richmond Hill, New York. Well, someone from the New York area. I guess you folks around New York have really been hustling to get those postcards in for our contest. Mrs. Meyer, listen carefully to this clue now, and then tell me who you think our mystery voice is.
Although I have no Ph.D., an M.A. I have. That's the key.
All right, Mrs. Meyer, Richmond Hill, who do you think our mystery voice is? You think it's Walter Pidgeon. No, I'm sorry, it's not Walter Pidgeon, but I'm sending you a gleaming automatic Muromatic coffee maker, and I hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much. Goodbye. Well, that means tomorrow two more listeners get a chance to crack the Mystery Voice jackpot, now worth over $700, but now, an important reminder. And now to our studio audience. Now, you've heard all the clues that our listeners at home have. Now, you haven't had as much time to try to unscramble the clues, but from the sound of the voice, who do you think the Mystery Voice is?
George Montgomery.
George Montgomery. You?
John Carradine.
John Carradine. Let's try this service message.
Ernest Hemingway.
Ernest Hemingway. And these folks back here?
Dean Jagger.
Dean Jagger, eh?
Dean Jagger.
Dean Jagger. All right. How about you, sir? Jose Ferrer. All right. Got another one?
Gregory Peck.
Broderick Crawford. And you?
Jimmy Stewart.
Say, I can see you're really using...
Dean Jagger.
Dean Jagger. I can see that you're really using your imaginations, and if you hope to receive a phone call and a chance at the big jackpot of prizes, just send us a postcard, not a letter... But send a postcard with your phone number, your name and address to Second Chance, Post Office Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. And be sure and join us tomorrow when our studio guest will share her dramatic conflict with us. It's a touching problem of two sisters and the man who came between them. We'll see you then. Johnny Olson saying thank you and goodbye until tomorrow.
Weekdays, hear the news with Pauline Frederick over most NBC radio stations.